From the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. Some sad news from Okaloosa Island this morning. A 19-year-old Mississippi woman became the area's latest drowning victim Wednesday morning. The young woman was pulled from the surf at about 8 p.m. near beach access number 7 on Santa Rosa Boulevard on Okaloosa Island. She had been swimming with another young woman and an older man, according to Beach Safety Chief Rich Huffnagel. Firefighters from the Okaloosa Island Fire District were first to respond. Several firefighters from that department recently underwent lifeguard training to become certified. The young woman was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. The other two swimmers did not require medical treatment. Red flags were flown all day and rip currents were present in the area, according to Chief Huffnagel. He said when the lifeguards leave, those conditions still exist and they should stay out of the water. He also cautioned against swimming after dark. Just after 8 p.m. is considered nautical twilight, meaning it's difficult for would-be rescuers to even see swimmers in distress.